So with that background, premenopausal breast cancer, when we think about those women, so in 2018, we said there were at least about 266,000 women that were diagnosed with breast cancer and about 41,000 that actually died from metastatic disease. When it comes to premenopausal breast cancer in 2017, we said about 19% were diagnosed in age less than 49 and about 7% in women that was less than 40 years of age. And when we think about premenopausal breast cancer, we think about them perhaps with a distinct tumor characteristic or a clinical profile and also with a distinct tumor biology. So we've seen these women sometimes will present more with advanced stage disease or with a larger tumor size. Many of these women do present with HER2 positivity or triple negative, that is lack of estrogen, progesterone, or HER2 positivity. And a higher risk of recurrence and more likely death that we've seen being reported in younger women compared to their older counterparts. Now, historically, when we've been thinking about treating this woman in clinic, the biggest question that we've had is, does ovarian suppression actually add benefits specifically in premenopausal women? And this was specifically answered by this meta-analysis done by the Dutch group that has been published, which looked at 161 women across four randomized trials and showed a progression-free and overall survival benefit for the addition of tamoxifen to a GnRH analog or LHRH agonist in this case when compared to tamoxifen alone or LHRH alone. And that had changed our practice, which led to us using ovarian suppression with tamoxifen in the first-line setting for our premenopausal women. But again, in the past few years, what we've learned is it's not that these therapies don't work. They certainly work in clinic, but eventually these women can recur. And so our focus has been to understand the underlying mechanisms of resistance. And the three major pathways that we've been focusing on are alteration of cell survival and cell cycle pathways, namely the cyclin D1 amplification, or activation of growth factor signaling pathways, whether it's HER2 or the PI3K/AKT pathway, or the fibroblast growth factor receptor pathway. And the third mechanism of resistance that we've been focusing on or have uncovered in the past few years is deregulation of the ER itself or the emergence of the ESR1 mutations.